We're going to read from Luke chapter 1. We've just sung about something that happened in Royal David's city. When we look at the story of Christmas, we see something happening in what was David's city. But we're now going to fast forward. And we're going to fast forward to someone called Mary and an angel coming to this young girl called Mary and telling her something is going to happen, which is pretty incredible. So I'm going to read Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Do follow along with me as I do so. You'll find it on page 855 in the Black Bibles near you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now we know that the Christmas story is about a baby, don't we? We know it's about a baby. Again, this is the first year that we're able to kind of talk to my son about the Christmas story. And we're starting to explain some of the basics of it. And the vast majority of it is just whew. But there's one thing that he does get. He knows it's about a baby. That's one thing he will be able to tell you, maybe, depending on how distracted he is at the time. But he knows it's about a baby. And he's knowing that it's something about baby Jesus as well. And I think if you were going to talk to most people on the street, they'd know at least that it was something to do with a baby. But what we easily forget is just who this baby is. And what the angel says about this baby here is really important for us to know. Really important. The first thing the angel says is this. This baby, tiny little baby, will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. He will be God himself. That's insane when you think about it. That's crazy. That's amazing. That's mind-blowing. And actually what we're going to do tonight in our series, sermon series tonight, is we're going to start to think about the incarnation and just think about how amazing that really is. Think about this. God is the one who is everywhere. We've been learning that on Sunday mornings in our seed thoughts, haven't we? God is everywhere, all the time, at all time. So think about the one who is everywhere at all time being in that much space. Just that much space. This much space. That much space. It's amazing. Think about the one who has the power of a million volcanoes. You ever seen a volcano erupting just on a video or something like that? It's like, poof. Imagine the one who has all of that power, and way, way, way more. That one becoming something that can't even lift its head up because its neck isn't strong enough. Can't even crawl. Can't feed itself. Think about this. How did God make the world? Do you remember? What did he do? Yeah. He spoke. Think about the power that is in God's words. He spoke. He sp- speaks truth, and he speaks clearly, and he speaks with such amazing power and clarity and truth and wisdom in a way that nobody can. Think of what God is capable of in his speech. What can a baby say? If you're being really generous, think of the one who spoke creation into existence being the one that can only gurgle. These verses are amazing verses. This baby is an amazing baby. But it's not just the fact that he is God. Look at what the angel goes on to say. He says this, "I will give him the throne of his father David." It's almost like since the time of David, everything was going so well. And then sin ruined everything. And it's almost like that throne has been vacant. There hasn't been someone that could really do that job properly. And it's like the world is looking at that throne and saying, somebody fill it. Somebody be that one that can be the forever king that actually not just Israel needs, but everybody needs. Because a real king like that makes a difference to the world. But it's empty. The throne is empty. And here the angel says, I'm going to fill it. That baby, the baby that comes at Christmas, is going to fill it. And he goes on to say this, "This baby will reign over the house of Jacob," that means Israel, and not just Israel, the nation state that existed back then, but God's people that stretches out throughout history. "This baby will rule on that throne forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And so all the joy, all the promise, all the hope that we saw in David's reign that came close but then fell back down again. All of that hope, all of that joy, all of that promise in having a leader like this, now it is just boom, it's just going to the sky. Where it fell down with flawed human beings like David, now there is one who is God. And so where there was somebody who looked like they could be a fantastic, maybe forever king, now there is one, is what God is saying. And so this baby, when we think about this baby that comes at Christmas is not just a baby. You know what? We've got a tiny little nativity thing out there. You walk past it every morning, whenever we come to church. I haven't done it, but if I took that baby away, I don't think anyone here would notice. And the fact is that, well, maybe you wouldn't notice the thing. You might not have noticed the nativity thing full stop, so don't worry. I'm not saying you should come in and be like, notice it. But the point is, the baby seems, everybody gets that it's a baby. You don't need to get that it's a baby. But if you get that it's a king, it will make an enormous difference. And if you've been a Christian for years and years and years and years and years, and you remember that it's a baby, yeah, great. But if you really remember that he's a king and he's this king, it doesn't matter how many times you've heard the Christmas story before. You will find cause to rejoice from the depths of your heart once more. Because as we look at this baby, we're not just seeing a baby, we're seeing the forever king of the Davidic line. We're seeing God himself. So just as we wrap up, we asked this question at the beginning. We thought about a barista. What do they do? Who do they affect? I've been a barista in the past. I'm not knocking baristas, and coffee is a pretty important part of my life. Limited effect. Lifeguard, limited effect. A footballer, maybe more significant, but still limited. A king, a monarch, more significant still, but still limited. But we think about this forever king. What did he do? If you don't know, just if you don't know what Jesus did, then you've come to the right place, hopefully. Out in the foyer, we've got little booklets that tell us the significance of the Christmas story. We've got Bibles. Take a Bible away with you. Read the Gospel of Mark, or keep reading in the Gospel of Luke, and just find out for yourself, well, what did Jesus do? If you have no idea, find out. It's really easy for you to do. I encourage you to do that. But for those of us that have read the story and know a little bit more, what did Jesus do? He was the leader who was willing to sacrifice himself for the sake of doing what his people needed. He was the leader who was able to say, even though I am God and I am sinless, I will suffer like I am sinful, because that's what my people need. And who did he affect? You think about the effect that someone has in history right now, the power that our prime minister, our government has right now, in terms of the decision they make now, could have knock-on effects in decades to come. Jesus' actions on the cross go backwards and forwards in time. Jesus' actions on the cross now represent the way for anybody, wherever they come from, whatever they've believed up until now, to be made right with God and to be forgiven of their sin. In that person, Jesus, there is an invitation for anybody throughout human history to be part of the forever kingdom. What has this King Jesus done? What has this King Jesus done to affect your life? What difference has he made? When we come to Christmas, we don't just see a baby. We see a forever king. I guess the question is to finish with is he your king? Father, we thank you for who this baby is. We pray that you would help us to see him clearly this year. And you would remind us of why he is so amazing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.